And good morning, New York. It's actually Saturday night here, and we got Bruce Hall live from Augusta, Georgia, covering what is left of Saturday night in the Masters. Bruce, what's it like down there, buddy?
Well, it's like it is always down here in Augusta. It's crazy. I got in last Saturday, doing the same thing I do every year. I drive on Saturday 8 hours. Generally speaking, I leave around lunchtime, noon. It's an 8-hour drive. Stop once for gas, and I hear the first game of the Final Four, before I get into Augusta, and then I generally will stop at T-Bones, which is a world famous place to eat. They actually own about 10 restaurants in South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina, you name it. I watched the second game there. And for the most part, what I did this past Saturday and Sunday night is I was still on West Coast time
spring training
in Arizona, and I couldn't go to sleep. It's 2:00 in the morning. I'm hungry and I can't go to sleep. So I get in my car and T-Bones is closed. I've already eaten there like 5 hours earlier. I go to Hooters, which is cranking for some reason at 2:00. Yeah, exactly. You know, they ship all those girls in from all over the country for the Masters. So there were a lot of girls there I didn't know. And I had a hamburger at Hooters and literally got assaulted in a good way by every drunk in the place high-fiving me for some reason. And as you know, I haven't had a drink in 28 years. So I don't really have a lot of patience for drunks. So before I laid somebody out, I went back home. I read a book and I went to sleep. Then, of course, on Sunday, I get ready for my first group to come in for Monday. And, Roy, you know I've been in the sports entertainment business forever, so is
Matt. Yes, sir.
And that's, you know, kind of how I got close to the Masters. This is my 27th consecutive Masters. I came in 1986 when Jack Nicklaus came from off the leaderboard in the last 8 holes of the tournament to win, shooting a 30 on the back nine to win his 6th green jacket. And I just got chill bumps, by the way, when I said that. I did.
30's not a bad score. It's pretty good.
Phil had that exact score to do it today on the back nine. He tied the record that Jack set in 86. And we'll go over that a little bit when we talk about, you know, what happened today. But I got to tell you, the preparation for the Masters is everything. There's been a lot of changes here in Augusta. This town basically is you know, there's probably 150 to 200,000 people in the Columbia County, Augusta city limit type area. Probably 20 years ago, there was a quarter that many. Now, you know, there's a pretty nice working airport here, 20 minutes from where I'm staying. There's every restaurant chain you can imagine in town. There's a Best Buy. There's a great mall. There's this, there's that. Hell, I ate at P.F. Chang's the other day. And by the way, if you're hungry and you're in New York, you're crazy if you don't go to Augie's. Go to Augie's, get some food, watch Sunday at the Masters with some great Italian food. Augie's is in Larchmont. Give them a call. It's augiesitalian.com. augiesitalian.com. How was that? Pretty good plug, huh? So anyway, I get back in the house. I go to sleep. I get up the next day. I get ready for my group that's coming in. And usually I play golf on Sunday, 18 holes at Westlake. I rent several houses in Westlake community, which is about 3 miles from the National Front Gates. It's a guard-gated community. Got a phenomenal golf course here. It's one of the oldest, best areas there are. And I basically rent homes for anywhere from $5,000 to $25,000 for the week and put badges with them, practice round tickets with them. And corporate and private clients of mine will come down here for either 1, 2, 3 days or the entire week. And we have a lot of fun with it. It wasn't a lot of fun when I was learning how to do it because it was a lot of work. But as I've gotten older, I don't bring a 50 to 100 people here anymore. I bring 20 or 30, and I have a lot of fun doing it.
Talking about the badges, now that's been called the toughest. Sorry about that. Toughest ticket in sports to get. More so, it's been the practice rounds that you see the big crowds for in the beginning. And right. Now that the internet boom has gone up and people like you have been selling tickets, talk a little bit more about the badges. For those of you who don't know.
First of all, in the state of Georgia, for the most part, I don't even know the rules and regulations and laws about it, but I know this. There is an Internal Revenue Service law that's called, they actually call it the Augusta Rule. And it was 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago when they have this exemption that it doesn't matter where you live. If you live in Larchmont, New York, if you live in New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, or Augusta, Georgia, you can rent your house out to anybody for 2 weeks totally free of any income tax. And and they call that the Augusta Rule. So these people that rent their houses for 10 grand for the week, they don't have to declare that. I think they do have to declare it, but they also at the same time don't have to pay taxes on it. The badges, it depends on the year, but the average badge price normally is about $3,000 to $4,000 for 4 days. And the badges are the little things that you pin on your shirt that you know, say, you know, 2012 Masters. Got a picture of the course, and all of them have a letter and a set of five numbers or less on it. It'll have a you know, beautiful picture of the course on the back. Like anything else, is a lot of fine print that you don't need to read, because if you can read it, you probably couldn't understand it if you weren't an attorney anyway. But I got to tell you, I really like what the National, you know, the Augusta National Golf Club has done in recent years. They always have a lot of did you have Roy, let me ask you a question. Did you have a chance to see the press conference that Billy did, you know, the CEO of Augusta?
I did not, no.
Mm-hmm. It was one of the best press conferences I ever saw. It was on Twitter. And by the way, you can follow Roy on Twitter at Sports Man Cave, or you can follow me, Bruce Hall, on Twitter at Bruce Hall Sports. And when Billy Payne was doing his press conference on Monday, and he did another one on Tuesday, I sat here and tweeted the world, because not everybody was privy to that press conference. It was done real well. As you know, every year they bring up all the liberals in the world, no offense, but all the people in the world that just want to create problems and feel like there's a problem with not allowing women to be a member of a club. I got to tell you, this is a funny story. I tried to become a member of the YWCA in Reston, Virginia, and they said I had an anatomical problem. As long as I had a piece of anatomy, I couldn't be a member of the YWCA. Well, that's basically the same thing as Augusta National is saying. This is a membership situation. It's a membership topic. We don't discuss our membership topics outside of a membership committee meeting. So we're not going to talk about that.
Sorry to interrupt you, but is that your point of view? Because a lot of things have jumped up in the media these days. Well, like the person competing for the Miss Universe that was born with a piece of equipment that is no longer there. They were saying that.
By the way, he looks very hot, at least in my opinion.
So, with changes like that being made, do you see any changes being made to golf clubs or the PGA tournament or anything like that? Or
right.
What do you see the future of the PGA or Augusta or golf in general?
Well, first of all, you got to take a look at a lot of different things. Number one, the Masters Golf Tournament is the number one sports event in the world every year. People ask me, what is the Masters like? I've never been. Well, a lot of people have never been. And if you've never been and you're a golfer, you're missing out. Even if you just come down for Monday practice round, go in and shop. Go in and walk the course. Go to the practice range and watch these guys who are already here. There were like 40 golfers here before Monday morning, Tiger Woods being one of them. And we'll talk about Tiger and his inability to, like, you know, look like a Tiger Woods or a real golfer. Now, having said that, there's a lot of guys that are playing worse than him even right now. But the thing of it is that when you own a golf club, you have an exemption. There's a special rule that the IRS even has about who you have to allow in. There are private clubs that only allow women in. There are private clubs that only allow men in. This happens to be a men's only golf club. Has been since Bobby Jones established this back in, I want to say it was in 1938. And, you know, he built Augusta Country Club and just to let everybody know where the National is, Roy,
yeah,
the kind of thing about it is Augusta is not a big place. When you get off Interstate 20 from South Carolina, or if you're coming from Atlanta, you're coming through Georgia. But if you're flying, let's say you're driving in from North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, D.C., Maryland, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. you know, that area, you're coming south, and then you're coming slightly west. When you cross into Georgia, the first exit is exit 200, which is Riverwatch Parkway. That is on the Augusta River on the Georgia side. And I am staying and doing this show right now, literally a five-minute drive from that exit ramp. So, you know, this is all Georgia, bred, born, the whole nine yards. Even Billy Payne, the CEO of Augusta National now, mm-hmm. he's from Atlanta, Georgia, played football at the University of Georgia. We talked about the NFL a lot during, obviously, NFL season. Roy, when the NFL is playing ball, you can get a ticket to an Atlanta NFL game anytime you want. You can find them online for $20, $30, $40. Try to find a Georgia Tech game at Georgia. Try to find a Georgia Florida game in Jacksonville. Try to find a University of Georgia Auburn game in Georgia. This entire state is nuts for the Bulldogs. Always mm-hmm. have been, always will be. But
as I sit here in my WVU sweatshirt, we walked into Atlanta in the Sugar Bowl, and I believe it was 2006, and we beat those Bulldogs.
What does that stand for? It stands for
we beat the SEC champion Bulldogs in the Sugar Bowl in 2006, embarrassed them on their home turf in Atlanta.
God, you have a good memory. That was 6 years ago. For the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect homeownership.
And this is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be right back with more Bruce live from Augusta.